The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 9:30. We've got cloudy skies now in downtown St. Louis. It's 48 degrees. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. Jerome Katz joins us, SLU Chaffetz School of Business professor. Good morning, Jerry. Let's talk about the power of entertainment. We just talked about the prison performing arts. Entertainment and arts are, of course, very important. But in this case, we're going to discuss streaming services. How are they doing? How are subscriber numbers versus profit reports for streaming services?
Well, it's good news for the streaming services and Wall Street. They have been pushing the streaming services to focus more on profits and less on the number of subscribers. But for the third quarter that just finished, and they've been reporting the results on, both types of numbers are up pretty much across the board. All the streaming services have added a million or more new subscribers. Actually, Warner Brothers Max service added about 7 million, which topped out the biggest run for any of the streaming services. So their numbers are up, both profits and subscribers. They're expecting a big fourth quarter with folks home gathered around the TV to watch Christmas specials. So it probably should be a pretty good time for them.
People have been staying home, I think, and watching more entertainment. However, I think the blockbuster of the holiday season is going to be Wicked, which I am so looking forward to because I've only seen it live on stage five times or something, and I can't wait to see Jonathan Bailey as Fiora. But anyway, I digress. How big do you think Wicked is going to be?
You are part of a giant movement. Wicked super fans, they are a financial juggernaut all by themselves. But Wicked is going to be the biggest thing of the Christmas season, no question about it. It's going to replace the typical red and green of Christmas with pink and green. You can just imagine it. Everyone is expecting this to be just the biggest movie of the year, no question about it. And the amount of merchandising that's been done around it is phenomenal. What's interesting is the manufacturers of all this merchandise, whether we're talking about the dolls, the cosmetics, the Starbucks specialty drinks, all of that, everyone is saying it's a one-shot deal. After the current material is sold, there won't be more being made. So get it now while you can.
Wow.
So
yeah.
With that,
I don't know that I'll
go
be
ahead.
Buying any of the merch, but a dirty little secret they don't say, though, Jerry, is that it's in two parts. So you go see part one this season and then part two next season, which really is, I don't know, that made me angry, but I'm still going anyway.
And the folks heard it here first. Nice, nice investigative reporting.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
I know. They don't tell you that.
So you're going to get your fill, and then you will have another shot.
Right.
Good to know.
They're not going to redo the merchandise this season, but they'll bring it back next season, I'm sure.
I think you're right.
SLU Chaffetz School of Business Professor Jerome Katz, thanks for being with us.
Have a great week.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.